Hi, Shauna.
Yes.
Shauna, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yes. I'm okay.
That is good. Were you ever diagnosed with any ailments after using the Depo Provera?
Yeah, I got cancer, stage four.
I'm sorry to hear that. Where was it? What kind of cancer was it?
Brain cancer.
Brain cancer. Sorry.
Meningioma or whatever that is.
Meningioma.
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you already have an attorney assisting you in regards to this?
I think I might. I've had a lot of people call me about this.
Have you signed any documents in regards to this?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. So, no, okay. So you do not already have an attorney assisting you then because you have not completed any documents, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then would you like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. This will take about 5 or 10 minutes. I'll send you over the paperwork, and then from there, the lawyers will reach out to you and start pulling the records. And then you're filing this claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, that is correct.
Yes.
And your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, just to confirm, was again.
Brain cancer.
And but you said the other word for it.
Meningioma.
Yeah, thank you. I know it's hard to say.
Stage
Sorry.
four.
And then that was in the brain, you said.
Yes, on the right side.
Right side, okay. What was the
A
date of di
tumor.
what was the date of diagnosis?
April of 23.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then what is your date of birth?
March 29th, 1988.
And then did you know anybody else that was affected by the Depo Provera in similar ways that you were?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then you took the Depo Provera shot, is that correct?
Yes.
And it was the brand name.
Yes.
Okay. And what years did you start? I'm sorry, what year did you start? What year did you stop?
I want to say 1999, I started, and 2003, I stopped.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Just need to be a rough estimate. And then
Yeah.
within 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis.
Yes.
All right. And then, of course, you did use it between 92 and present day. You said 99 to 03. And then that would have been around 4 years. Sorry, I left that one
Yeah.
blank. And then I know this is a little redundant as we were speaking about female contraceptive, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And you're Shauna, Shawna.
Yes.
All right.
Is there any possible way you could call me back in like 2 hours? I am literally in the middle of driving in this terrible snow, and I can't do both.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, here. If anything, I can call you back. It'd only take like another few minutes to finish, but I can call you
Okay.
back. We can get through it. Let me get this, and then your best email. I have it on here, foreverchance48@gmail. This is the best
Yes.
number to reach you on. This is a cell phone. I take it because you're driving. Evening. What's your best address?
What's my address, Marcus? 819 Arlington Drive, Greenville, PA 16125.
Okay. Greenville, PA. I got it right here. And this is a house, no apartment or anything like that.
Apartment. It's an apartment.
Okay. 1 second.
One-story. I can't do steps.
Okay. But it, then the it, there's not like an apartment one or anything like that to it. It's just 819.
Yeah, 819.
Okay. Thank you. And the doctor was the one that administered the depo to you.
Yes.
And in your lifetime, just roughly how many times did you say you were injected?
At least 100 times.
100.
Yeah.
All right. And then what was the name of the doc? What was the hospital's name it was administered
It
at?
was at Family Planning in Sharon, Pennsylvania.
Sharon, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And like that. Is it Sharonpa?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the street it was off of? Was it off Pitt Street, State Street, Stromberg
State
Avenue?
Street.
State Street. Okay. I found it right here. Family Services of NWPA Mercer County Office, 7th
Yeah.
Street. Okay. All right. And then they're the ones who prescribed it as well, the ones who administered it.
Yes.
Same building. Okay. Yeah, we're almost done with this. I'll send you the documents, and then from there, once you complete them, I'll send you the text once you're done with them. Once we're done, of course, you're done driving. Let me just isolate
Okay.
coffee. I'll paste. We're almost done, so sorry about this. I'm just trying to get through it quickly. Address 77 West State, number 28 Sharon, PA. And what is the pharmacy you go to?
Reynolds Pharmacy in Transfer, Pennsylvania.
And what was the city? I'm sorry.
Transfer.
T-R-A-N. I got it. I found it. Off of Hermitage Road?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going as quick as possible. And then they obtain the method of diagnosis for the meningioma through CT scan, MRI.
Seizure.
Through CT scan?
Yeah.
Okay. CT. Where were you diagnosed at? The same hospital or was it a different hospital?
Greenville Hospital.
Okay. Were you also treated there?
They shipped me out to Shadyside in Pittsburgh.
What city was the Greenville Hospital in?
Greenville.
Is that Texas?
No, Greenville, PA.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Texas. Found it right here. Greenville Medical Center, UPMC, on 90 Shenango Street in Greenville, PA. And then I'll get the other one for you where they treated you 1 second.
Okay, I got to get off here.
What was the other hospital?
Shadyside in Pittsburgh.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct number. I just have a few more questions, and then I will be able to send you the documents, okay?
Okay.
Call me when you can. If anything, we'll speak
tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.